Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com and welcome to another Sleek Lens Photography Podcast episode. This one is going to be a little bit different from the ones that we've done in the past. This is all based on about 15 to 20 emails and messages that I've read on our various boards and comment sections about people, more or less photographers, struggling to learn the basics of photography. Learning the basics of editing, getting fed up with not being able to understand certain things. And there's been a few emails that have come in about that particularly, where a lot of people are just fed up. They're very frustrated because they learn a new technique, maybe watching a YouTube video or something like that, and they go out and try to produce something using that technique, and they can't figure it out. It doesn't come out the way that they thought it would, that was displayed on whatever they were learning. So they're very frustrated. So obviously I'm not able to help everyone with everyone's specific situation on what's going on, but I do want to kind of go over three things that happened in the beginning of my photography career to show you how ridiculous and stupid you can be when it comes to trying to learn new things. Especially some of the beginnings of when I had my first camera and I was trying to figure out certain settings, and I found out that there was a setting, it turned out to be aperture. I didn't know what it was. But I thought it did something that it did something that it really didn't do, that I thought, when I looked at the photo, I was like, oh wow, that actually worked. And I'll get into that in just a second. But I'm actually going to share three of the mishaps or three of the things that I've done, not necessarily wrong, but things that I've learned from starting my photography career. This is just meant to help the beginners out there understand that everyone starts as a beginner. I don't care if they're the most famous photographer out there now, not even photography in this aspect, it's photography, but not even photography as a specific situation. But, you know, any artist, any person out there who started something, they always were a beginner in the very beginning. That's what the whole meaning of it. They were a beginner. The famous painters out there, they were beginners at some point. They painted probably weird stick figures, and then they can do photorealism. It's all kinds of fun stuff like that that really kind of gets people into the mindset of, hey, they should be doing more than they should be now. But we'll get into that in just a second. So I want to go over three of the things that have happened in my photography career that I'm looking back now that was really, really ridiculous. Okay, so the first one is actually going to be the situation that I just kind of mentioned, and that is aperture. I had my first camera. It was a Sony A200, so a very old entry-level DSLR camera. And it was a great camera. I actually wish I had one right now just so I can have like a souvenir in a way. But it was a really great camera, and I started to learn manual. I started to play with manual settings, figuring out what certain things did. I knew what ISO was, sort of. I didn't know necessarily how to understand aperture, but I thought I did. And shutter speed was sort of easy to understand. And so going down the road, I was actually traveling with my father, and we were going on like a little photo trip together. And I remember this distinctly, where I was riding in the passenger seat and I took my camera out in manual mode and I started playing with the settings. And so I noticed that the settings that I had currently, I was taking a picture and the sky was just blown out. It was completely blown out. And I was like, how do you get a photo where you can get the sky where it's not blown out? And I was playing around with settings, and it turned out what I did is I had a lower aperture number. So obviously the scene was brighter for what the other settings that I had. And so I was like, well, let me change this 00 number or zero aperture number, whatever it was. Let me change this aperture number to a higher number to see what happens. So I changed it to, I think, 18 or 22 or something, whatever the highest it would go on the lens. And when I took a photo, I was like, whoa, there's the sky. It's not blown out anymore. That's awesome. And so what I didn't realize is everything else was completely dark, but I exposed basically for the sky, changing my aperture and darkening the whole scene. And so when I went out to take a couple photos after that, I kept the settings the way it was. when I went out to go take photos, I put the camera on my tripod and I took a photo and everything else was completely, completely black. The whole foreground was black, but the sky was what I wanted. So then I had to figure out, okay, well, what does that all mean? And I didn't ever figure it out. From what I remember about that trip, I still was very confused on that trip, wondering why I couldn't get one thing exposed right and the others exposed right. So I ended up learning obviously what that was, but that was kind of a funny little thing that I now looking back, was a kind of a learning curve, I guess. So obviously you can tell that I was pretty stupid when it came to learning the manual settings in my camera. But now let's kind of talk about another one that happened. And this one was kind of not necessarily a learning experience, but it did make me think about my future purchases when looking at gear. So I had a cheap kit lens that came with my camera. It was actually my Canon T2i. Which I bought after my Sony, and I had the kit lens, the 18-55 kit lens. I think it was the version 2, but still, it was a very cheap kit lens. And honestly, that kit lens is a pretty decent one. I was actually to get really, really nice images, starting out using that. And I always preach to people who are thinking about upgrading gear, get super comfortable with your kit gear first, because that'll get you learning many different things. And then once you get your nice gear, your nicer, E-mount lenses and all that kind of stuff, you get all kinds of fun gear. You're able to, really appreciate that much more. But I have my kit lens on my camera and I don't remember exactly what happened, but I had a Manfrotto tripod and I think I twisted the plate on the bottom. It said for the lens to point forward. And my plate was actually reversed. So when I put it on my tripod, it fell forward and my lens just smacked the floor. So it broke my lens. And I was actually planning on, going to take some photos of a wedding, that I was quote unquote hired to do. And I didn't have a kit lens, a variable aperture or a variable zoom kit lens. I think I just had a prime at that point. So I had to figure out what I needed to do. I think I went on eBay and ordered the cheapest 18-55 Canon lens because at that time I didn't really know exactly what gear I needed. So I ordered the cheapest kit lens. I think it was like the very first 18-55 that they ever made. And that was a very, very bad decision because I looked at the cheapest price, found the lens, got it shipped to me, and it was garbage. No matter what I could do, the lens, it just was not sharp. I think I had to apply so much sharpening in Lightroom that it almost ruined the images, just to get some sort of sharpness there. And I felt really bad, about using that lens for the wedding that I had to go to. But that was really all I had. Honestly, I didn't get paid that much for the wedding, so it really didn't affect me that much. But that was a fun little learning experience of, even if you're in a crunch time, just kind of pay attention to the gear just because it's the lowest price and you can get it in time and all that kind of stuff doesn't mean that, you know, obviously it'll probably be one of the lenses or one of the pieces of gear that you keep for the longest time. All right. So this last scenario is kind of a funny one. I was actually hired, when it comes to jobs that I tried to take in the very beginning, I was actually trying to take whatever job I can get to make a couple bucks here and there using my photography skills. And I majorly, quote unquote, say photography skills, because I didn't have a whole lot, at that point, but I was hired to do, I guess it would be called a knitting show. They knit sweaters and all this kind of stuff. They hired me to do 2 days of work. And what it was is basically just walking around a convention and getting like candid photos of people shopping at vendor booths and stuff like that. That was the first day. That was maybe about 2 hours or 3 hours of work. And then the next night, actually, was when they had this kind of like runway show, this like little fashion show showing off these cool knitted things. I never even knew this world existed, but I told them I would be able to take the runway shots. And so what I did was, I showed up that night and I knew that it was going to be very dark in the room. That was a given. And I knew that I would probably need some sort of shallow depth of field because there was a lot of people in the background and I just kind of wanted to concentrate on the model. So I think the only lens that I brought was my 50 prime, my nifty 50. So that obviously I wasn't thinking, but it encountered a couple things when I got to the place because the seat that I had was very close to the stage and it was 50 that was zoomed in a little bit. So I needed to be farther back. That was one issue. But the other issue that I had was I needed light. I needed more light. And even though I was maybe shooting at 1.8 because that's the lowest that the nifty 50 could go, I still needed more light. And plus, I didn't really want to shoot at 1.8, aperture 1.8, because I knew that if I missed focus, the person was going to be out of focus very, very easily. So I used a flash. I used my not pop-up flash, but I used my external speed light that I had that I just put on my hot shoe. And I tried, not knowing, again, this is all beginner mistakes, I was trying to bounce the flash off of maybe a 25-foot ceiling that was not white. I think it was like a gold, maybe a gray and gold colored mix or something like that, if I remember correctly. It wasn't a pure white ceiling. So anytime I bounced the light off there, if it did make it to the model when it bounced off the ceiling and fell down to the stage, it was it barely covered the person, and it was also a weird color. It was all weird color cast. So I had to make the decision of not using my flash at all. And that really, really hurt because I had to be spot on with my focus. And also I had to underexpose my images in my camera a little bit to get a fast enough shutter speed. And so it was a lot of hoping and praying that I got some images right. And so when I got back the next day, I think I had maybe 200 images of these different people walking on the stage. Thankfully, they didn't use, I think they only used one image out of both days of coverage that I had for a small little magazine part that was put in there. They did give me credit, which was nice, but they only used one image and it wasn't any of the runway. So now I'm thinking if that was my fault or if that was just because they didn't want to use those for that purpose. But that was a very good learning experience of, you know, being prepared for any situation as best as possible. I obviously was not prepared for that. I did not have the right gear for that. I did not have the right skills for that. And thankfully, I was able to make a few bucks here and there to kind of get me going in that direction. But I still needed a lot more training and learning to go when it came to all that. So there you go. Those are that's three different scenarios where, when I was beginning to learn photography, I had some weird situations that I put myself in that thankfully they worked out okay. But I just wanted to share those with you for those beginners out there who are struggling to learn any kind of editing technique, using your camera in certain ways, new gear. I mean, I'm still learning flash photography now. There's a lot of different techniques that I'm learning, especially with new gear that I'm trying to get and play with and see how that works compared to old gear. And, you know, there's a lot of learning. I mean, even the masters out there, I think, are still learning. So that's just a little inspiration for you out there. If you're trying to get in there and learn as much as you can, take your time. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to understand. But once you get there, you're going to hear it click. You're just going to hear that and it's going to click in your mind and you're going to be ready to go. So again, thank you for joining me in this fun little podcast of sharing these weird stories and kind of embarrassing myself. This has been Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next podcast.